good. All right, it's always a very special place to be together to learn Torah late at night. Especially tonight, especially during the 9 days. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow night we're going to get together to learn the halachos of Tisha B'Av. I don't know if you guys know about that yet, but Mirtz Hashem, that's the plan. And one of the halachos of Tisha B'Av, you can sit here as well. You're good, whatever you can. One of the halachos of Tisha B'Av is that on Tisha B'Av we're not allowed to learn Torah. Along with all the Heinuyim and all the other halachos, we're not going to go through them now, we're going to go through tomorrow night at Mirtz Hashem, is that we're not allowed to learn Torah. Now, there are some parts of Torah we're allowed to learn. We're allowed to learn about Avelus, about mourning, and about Tisha B'Av, and we're allowed to learn Musar and Chizik, inspiration to get closer to Hashem. But regular Limud HaTorah is not allowed. To open up a Chumash and learn that week's Parsha, to open up a Mishnayos, a Gemara. And the reason is because the Pasuk says, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Misamchei Lev. Pekudei Hashem, the appointments of Hashem, which is referring to the Torah and the mitzvos, are Yesharim, are straight, we'll get back to that word, Misamchei Lev. And they bring joy and happiness to our heart. We know Tisha B'Av is the day we're not supposed to be B'Simcha. Tisha B'Av is the day of Avelus, of mourning. And therefore, if we learn Torah, we'd be too much besimcha. We'd be too happy. And therefore, the halacha is, on Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to learn Torah. And that tells us something about our learning. That when we learn Torah, it brings us simcha. It's incredible that we're together here because this Torah brings us simcha. Why is that? The word before is yesharim. Because Torah keeps us straight. Torah helps us understand the way of life, who we should be, what we're supposed to be doing. And everything that we've been learning about the past 3 weeks, and we'll continue tonight, tells us that when we understand our chovas adam ba'olamo, our purpose in this world, and we understand who we're supposed to be, and live our lives accordingly, ultimately we'll be besimcha. Ultimately we'll be happy. Because people are most unhappy when we're not living up to who we're supposed to be. And the Torah is yesharim. The Torah is the most straight thing in the world. The Torah is the chacham elokim. The Torah is straight from the Ribbono Shel'olam. As we spoke about last week, how the mitzvos help us get close to Hashem, build a relationship with Hashem. And that relationship is our purpose in this world. That relationship, that dveikus, that clinging to Hashem. So obviously that's what's going to bring us the most simcha. That's how we're going to be most happy. So in Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to learn Torah. We have to realize it's that closeness that ultimately brings us happiness. And this is everything we're learning about. That halacha is really everything we're learning about. Because we're trying to understand together, and we've been building to understand Chovas Adam Be'olamo, our purpose in this world. And we already explained that purpose in a few weeks. We explained it is to get close to Hashem, to build a relationship with Hashem through the mitzvahs, through Torah. So it's such a beautiful idea. Such a beautiful idea. Hopefully we won't have to be mekayim that halacha as we'll already be rejoicing prior to Tisha B'Av this year. But it's such a beautiful idea to understand that Torah is what ultimately brings us simcha. You know, hell, it reminds me of a story, a very powerful story. But to understand where true simcha comes from, and that is that relationship with Hashem that we're learning about. There was a big tzaddik, the Bava Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik Hazal Racha, Rav Shlomo Halberstam. And he was together with his son, Rav Naftali. And their entire family was wiped out in the Holocaust. The rest of the family was murdered by the Nazis. And it was only them two left. Only Rav Shlomo Halberstam and his son Naftali left. Rav Shlomo at the time was in his mid-30s, if I'm not mistaken. Naftali was a little boy, 12, 13 years old. And they were running away and hiding. There's all different types of miracles in Nisim. And ultimately they survived and rebuilt here in America the Bavar Hasidim that are in Borough Park. But one time they were running, they were taken, they were captured, and they were put in prison. And Rav Shlomo Halberstam, the Bavar Rebbe, he thought that's it. He thought this was the end. He didn't think they were going to make it. He thought they were going to be Mamish killed the next morning. Those were his thoughts at that point. And late that night, he took his son aside. You can imagine, I believe he was about 12 years old. He says, Naftali, there are not many mitzvahs we're able to be mekayim anymore. There are not many mitzvahs we could fulfill. We don't have our tefillin, and we don't have svarim to learn. And on the Yom Tovim, we have none of the mitzvahs. We don't have a lulav esrog. But there's a mitzvah you still can be mekayim, the mitzvah of kivud aveim. The mitzvah of respecting and listening to a parent. So I'm asking you, please, Naftali, I'm going to ask you one request. And please be mekayim this last mitzvah. See, because I believe this might be our last night in the world. And tomorrow the Nazis are going to kill us. And he says to Naftali, do you remember when we were in Bavav? And do you remember when we used to bake matzahs together? And how much simcha we had when we were baking the matzahs? How much joy and anticipation to have a Leil Seder? Yeah, Tati, that was amazing. Such simcha. And then he says, Naftali, do you remember Simcha's Torah? Do you remember dancing together in Bavav with the Sifrei Torah? You remember that joy? You remember that simcha? He says, Tati, that was... it was incredible. It was mamish unbelievable. I could feel it. Naftali, there's a mitzvah. Behaft Hashem l'kach v'chol vavcho v'chol nafshecha. There's a mitzvah to die out to Kiddush Hashem. And if the Rabbeinu Shlomo asks of us tomorrow that that's the mitzvah we're supposed to be doing, then my last request of you, my son, is that too we should do b'simcha. That too we should be with the same simcha that we dance in Simcha's Torah. And the same simcha of baking matzahs, to mekayim the mitzvah to die out to Kiddush Hashem. The Baruch Hashem, they never had to go through with that. But we could ask and we could wonder. It's a crazy thought, a crazy conversation. Really? B'simcha? Okay, to give up one's life for Torah mitzvahs, for Hashem, but b'simcha? But based on what we're learning together, we can understand what that means. It doesn't mean we're laughing and dancing. But true simcha is being content. True simcha is understanding I'm fulfilling my purpose. True simcha is building that dveikus, that closeness with Hashem. So if that's what Hashem asks of me, even in that moment, there's a sense of simcha. And hopefully the deeper we understand this, the more simcha we could have in our life. Also the type of simcha that's full of dancing and full of smiling. Because I feel good about myself. I'm living up to my purpose, which is building a closer relationship with Hashem through the Torah mitzvahs as we've been learning together. So with that hakdama, let's get back into our learning in the Seel Shasharim. In the sheets that you have, we left off by Ois Hey. By mine, it's the second paragraph. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lozado, he continues. And he says, "U'kishitistakel od bedavir tireh." When we look more into this matter, you will see, "Ki hashleimus ha'amiti hu rak hadveikus bo yisbarach." To reach a level of shleimus, to be complete, to live a complete life, only can happen when I'm clinging to Hashem, when I'm close to Hashem, when I'm one with Hashem. You should know, works very well into what we were just saying. The Maharal, he explains at length in his Svarim how Simcha and Shleimus are interconnected. That one can only feel happy when you feel Shalem, when you feel complete. Right? What is sadness? Sadness is a result of some level of being Chaser. Something is lacking. So if I don't feel well, I'm lacking in my health, so I'm sad. If I'm struggling in Parnassa, I don't have enough money. I don't feel complete. I might be sad. When someone's in shiduchim and they haven't yet found their shidduch and they feel lacking in it, they might be sad, right? Because they don't feel shalem. Any situation of atzvus, of sadness, is a lacking of shlemus, is a lacking of being complete. If I feel complete, if I'm shalem, I'm going to be besimcha. So ultimately, that ultimate shleimus, the Ramchal says, comes from dveikus l'Hashem, comes from clinging to Hashem. It's not clinging to an iPhone. It's not clinging to a good meal. It's clinging to Hashem. It's being attached to the Ribbono Shalom. And that's where I'm going to find my greatest joy and feel most complete. And this is what David HaMelech says. Vani to me, kirvas elokim li tov. Kirvas elokim. Closeness to Hashem is good. Kirvas elokim li tov. That's what's good for me. By the way, you know, we have a lot, in English, we have like a lot of words to say something like good, great, awesome, amazing, fantastic. You see in the Torah, the word tov, like that's the ultimate. You don't really see more than that. In Lashon HaKodesh, in the Chumash, tov. That's, so when he says li tov, don't think we translate it as good. It really means it's awesome, it's amazing, it's fantastic, it's like the best. So kirvas elokim li tov. David HaMelech says, you know what's best? David HaMelech's a king. He had anything in the world he wanted. Anything. Anything in the areas of materialism and gashmias and taiva, anything he could have ever wanted. And he says, you know what, out of all of its best? Kirvas elokim. Closeness to Hashem. The Omer, and he says as well, in a line that we all know, we sing these words, we say it every single day of Elul, David Hashem Arvishi, Achas Shoalti Meis Hashem Oisa Vakish. There's one thing I ask of Hashem, this is what I ask, that which I ask, Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. That I should dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life, Ki Rak Zehu Atov. Because that's the only thing that's really good. That's the only thing that's simcha. That's the only thing that's fulfilling my purpose. Dwelling in the house of Hashem. Being close to Hashem. That's what it's all about. That's what all life is about. And if we decide that I'm going to live my life in such a way where I think about whatever I'm doing, is that getting me closer to Hashem or not? And I make my decisions based upon that, I'm going to have a much more fulfilling life, a much more purposeful life, and a happier life. That's the easy choice to make. In life, is this something that's bringing me closer to Hashem or not? And if it's not, then seemingly I probably shouldn't be involved in it. And again, by the way, not only strictly letter of the law, black and white Torah mitzvahs is what brings us closer to Hashem. Our relationships could help bring us closer to Hashem. Our friends could help bring us closer to Hashem. Hanging out and playing sports could even help us get closer to Hashem if I do it as a Baal Samidus. And I understand how to elevate that Bikdush of Tahara. And every single one of us also, let's be real, needs our time to chill a little bit and relax if done in a proper way. So that then I could daven better and then I could be involved in mitzvot on a higher level. That's also important. But everything should have some level of that purpose of getting close to Hashem. The more I live my life in that way, the more shalom I'm going to be, the more simcha I'm going to have in my life. Just to share an idea on this pasuk, because it's so much. First of all, and we pointed this out already. We actually mentioned this pasuk once before. I don't even remember, but when we said that, you see from this pasuk, Kol Yimei Chayei, that David HaMelech teaches us we can live in the house of Hashem. Kol Yimei Chayei. Not only like the Mesil Sharm said prior, the ultimate is Olam Haba, which is true, but also Kol Yimei Chayei. Also, all the days of my life, I could be close to Hashem and feel already that accomplishment. And that dveikus in this world, not only in the next world. There's another idea that's beautiful I want to point out. Because the pasuk we just read is a little bit strange. Achas sho'alti meis Hashem. Remember, every word in Torah, and this is Tillim. You all know these words, right? Every word is precious. Every word is so meaningful. In the Gemara, we learn halachos from one extra letter. David HaMelech is not going to add extra words, extra letters. He says, Acha sha'alti meis Hashem, there's one thing I ask of Hashem, Osa avakesh, that which I should ask, Shifti meis Hashem, kol yimei chayei, that I should dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Those words, Osa avakesh, are completely superfluous. Right? Think about it for a moment. You know, you're so used to this pasuk, so you really, it's mamash sugar b'piv, we just say it, and maybe you know all different types of songs to this pasuk. Otherwise, there'd be more songs to psukim. We know a lot more psukim, right? But you could have, David HaMelech could have said, Acha sho'alti meis Hashem. There's one thing I ask of Hashem, Shifti meis Hashem, kol yimei chayei, that I should dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. What is Acha sho'alti meis Hashem? There's one thing I ask of Hashem, Osa avakesh, that which I will ask. Like, why do you have to repeat that? Why do you have to say those words? So one saw the beautiful, most beautiful idea in this, and it's the biggest lesson in tefillah. If I'm not mistaken, I saw the name of Rav Gifter, who was Rosh Yeshivim Tells in Cleveland, but it could be wrong. The Torah is as follows. David HaMelech was teaching each and every one of us how to daven properly. Because the truth is, what are we davening? When we daven, obviously part of our davening is thanking Hashem for all He's done for us. And part of our davening is praising for Hashem of how great He is, which helps us understand and recognize the greatness of Hashem. But a big part of our davening, and the part we may be focused on the most, are bakashos, our asking of Hashem. Sometimes it's clear what we're supposed to be asking of Hashem. When you daven for someone who's not well, who's sick, when you daven for a good shidduch, certain things are clear, these are appropriate and proper. But sometimes we daven for things, how do we even know what's best for us? Maybe God knows better than us what's best for us. Why daven at all? Meaning Hashem's going to do whatever is best for us. So first of all, the world runs on tefillah. Hashem wants us to daven and wants us to come close to Him through davening. It's a whole other shiur for another time. We should have a shiur on tefillah at some point. Just to understand tefillah in a deep way. Alright, make sure. Are you girls, are a lot of you leaving or staying? Or I don't know. Who's leaving already next week? A bunch of you. Awesome. We don't have too much time. We got to figure out when. Mir Tashem. Remind me. We'll talk after the shiur tonight even. But David Melch is teaching us all how to daven. And listen closely what he's saying. He's saying the truth is, the deepest tefillah is the following type of tefillah. The deepest tefillah is Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem. There's only one thing I ask of Hashem. Osa Vakish. That which I should be asking for. The biggest tefillah is just to say to Hashem, Hashem, do what's best for me. God, I don't even know what's best for me. I don't know what's best for me. You know better than I what's best for me. So, Acha Shualti Meis Hashem. There's one thing I ask of Hashem. Osa Avakesh. That which I should be asking for. It's a big lesson in tefillah. Now, it doesn't mean we're not allowed to daven for what we perceive as best for us as well. Of course we can. Of course we can. And we should. And we're Basar V'dam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven for whatever we think is best for us as well. But it should always be complemented with this idea that we say, in the end of the day, Rabbeinu Shalom, whatever you know is best for me, do for me. Acha Sha'alti Meis Hashem. But ultimately, all of tefillah and all of this is just to get close to Hashem. Ki rak zehu atov. Because that's the only thing good. V'chol zulas zeh. And everything outside of this, everything that's not, in order to get close to Hashem, sheyachshavu b'nei adam latov, that people think is good. People think there are other things in the world that are good. Other things that will bring joy and happiness. That's not in order to get close to a God. Eino ela hevel v'shov nita. All that is hevel. Hevel means futile. It's nothingness. V'shov also, it's worthless. Nita, and it's deceptive. It makes you think it's good. You think it's good for you. You think it's going to bring you happiness, but it's not. I'll take a very extreme example to understand what he's saying. Look at someone, lo aleinu, nobody should know from this, and none of you should know from this in your family, but just to understand, b'derech mashal, someone who is an addict to some sort of substance abuse, to drugs, to alcohol. That individual who's an addict, right? The individual is the addict, and he's hooked on some sort of drug. Every time he takes that drug, why is he taking that drug? Because he thinks that drug is going to bring him some level of happiness and joy and meaning and purpose or... But we all know what it's doing to him. It's destroying him. It's killing him. It's all deception. It seems like it's good. It seems, but it's just a quick high. Feels good for the moment. It's leaving you in a terrible, terrible place. It's killing your health. It's killing you monetarily. It's killing your ability to understand what's real and true in this world. It's destroying you. But it seems like it's good. But the truth is, that's just an extreme example. That's true about everything that's materialistic. Excitement. Everything that's not spiritual, not bringing me closer to Hashem. It's all just deceptive. It's all hevel. Reminds us of Koheles, right? Shlomo Melech, the wisest of individuals, says, "Kol hevel havolim, everything's futile in this world." You could ask, what does that mean? Everything's futile? Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. Kadosh Baruch Hu created everything in this world with a purpose. How could you say anything's hevel, anything's futile, anything's worthless? So you have to understand it as follows. You know, imagine you have like 10 zeros in a row. You have 10 zeros in a row. When you have 10 zeros in a row, what does that add up to? Zero, right? Doesn't matter how many zeros you have in a row, it's zero. But you have those 10 zeros in a row, and you put a one in front of all of them, what happens to all those zeros? All those zeros become, I don't know what number that is. That's 10 zeros, I don't know, some billion, trillion, something, right? If you put a one in front of all those zeros, it becomes some crazy number. So too is everything in this world. So too is everything in the world. Meaning by itself, if you look at it as an end, if we're running after something that's physical in this world as an end, it's zero, it's nothing, it's going to bring me nowhere. But if I mekadish it, I make it holy somehow, and I'm utilizing it in some way to get closer to Hashem. In other words, I put a one in front of it. Who's the one? Hashem Echad. I put Hashem Echad in front of whatever it is that I'm involved in. Then it takes all those zeros and turns it into this beautiful, amazing number. And that's everything in this world. If not, it's just a drug. It's just a momentary high. It's there one moment and gone the next. We're here and we've come together so far these 4 weeks to try to find something that's eternal, that's consistent, that's constant, that could bring me happiness and joy and purpose every moment of my life. And that's what the Ramchal is teaching us. Not something that's just there for one moment and gone the next. Amnam, in truth, he continues, by Ozvav in your copy, when a person zocha to find this good, this closeness to Hashem, Roi Shiyamol Rishona Vishtadl Begiel Liknoso, it's befitting, it makes sense to put in tremendous effort. It's worth putting tremendous effort to acquire it. Something that's precious, you're willing to put effort in for it. I'm willing to put in hard work. And it takes hard work to really get there. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's a little bit of an acquired accomplishment to build that relationship with Hashem. And we have to work hard, we have to try hard to cling to Hashem through the maisim, through the actions whose consequence is this idea, whose outbirth is this idea, meaning this relationship with Hashem. V'heim heim ha-mitzvos. And those are the mitzvos. And by the way, clearly, if we put in effort and we work hard for it, it's going to be that much more rewarding as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up like that. And that's what he's going to continue now. I don't know if we're going to get to it this week or next week. But ultimately, this idea that if we work hard and we put in effort, it's so much more rewarding. It's so much more special. I remember just a small example. I remember many years ago, I was learning in yeshiva. I was learning in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. It was my second year in yeshiva already in Eretz Yisrael. And my Rebbe from America, who was very close to Rabbi Yitzchok Cohen, so he came to visit us in Eretz Yisrael. And it was an Erev Shabbos, and I spent a lot of time with him. I ended up, actually, that Friday night, eating with him, Lel Shabbos Suda, by his son-in-law, who's a Rebbe in the mirror, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz, massive Talmud Chacham. And we spent like the whole day of Shabbos walking together and talking throughout Me'asharim, and one of the things I was contemplating at the time was starting to wear a hat on Shabbos. At the time, I didn't grow up wearing a hat. It was something I wanted to do. I thought it would be special and something nice for Shabbos. And I had a certain sense of holding myself to a certain standard of Avodas Hashem in a way. And I discussed it with him. I remember where it was. It was actually Lel Shabbos we were discussing. It was Friday night, as we were walking after Meiriv to his son-in-law's house, to the streets of Sanhedrin, Merchevet. It's amazing I can remember certain things. This is about 20 years ago. I remember like yesterday, we davened in the Chavetz Chaim in Sanhedrin. We were walking and talking. And I asked him this, and he said to me, he said, Arya, I think you should start. It's a good idea. I like the ideas, I like the reasons. But not yet. Don't put on a hat yet. First, set yourself a goal in learning. A certain mesechta that you're going to learn and put in a lot of time and accomplish. A certain, whatever it might be, a certain amount of time for a while that you're going to learn when you weren't learning. Set yourself a goal, a nice project. And when you accomplish that goal, that's when you should start putting on the hat. It's like a reward for the goal. And I realized later, in Kachavi, that's what I did, it was very, very special. And I realized later there were two accomplishments to what he was trying to do for me. One, which isn't what we're really discussing, but one was through that placat, which obviously is all chitzainistic, it's all on the exterior. And it's not what makes someone a true Ben Torah or Eved Hashem. Nothing on our outside. Now, you as women, okay, dressing tznius definitely is something very important as a mitzvah. But what I mean by that is, you know, if a guy wears white and dark, or a guy wears a hat, or wears a strimel, or wears a bekesha, or has a payas, or a beard, all that is, and women the same in certain ways, as you could understand, chitzonius dik is not what makes a person. Our panemius is what makes us as a person. There's certain halachas that chitzonius dik is important, our outside is important. When there are halachas that we have to keep, of course. And then on an individual level, it's true that if you feel individually it's important for you to dress in a particular way, to do something in a particular way that will help your avodah Hashem, that's very important as well. That's very important as well. But that's as a yachid, that's as an individual. So, but ultimately, what happened through this Eitzah, through the advice of my Rebbe, first of all, it took that black hat, it was just a black hat, and now it turned it into an Atara Shel Torah, a crown of Torah. And I remember, for a long time, it was so much more special in a certain sense every time I put on that hat. Because it wasn't just a black hat that I decided to put on. Now it was a crown of an accomplishment of Torah. And that was something very special. But there's something else he was trying to tell me and taught me. And that is, in life, when things come easy and you just do them, they're not as meaningful, not as rewarding, and not as special. It's when you're willing to, when you work hard, and you put in effort, and you accomplish something, that's when it's so much more meaningful, and so much more special. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo made it, that sometimes it's true, that sometimes it's not so easy, it's not so natural to have that. Even though this is the whole purpose of life, we're saying, is to have this relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom and cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be davik to him. So you think that should be the most natural, easy thing in the world. It should be. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so difficult at times? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it so hard and so few that really feel this and understand this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to work and have to learn and keep mitzvos and moisir nefesh and sacrifice and sometimes be in situations where no one else is doing it and I'm still going to do it. And that's what he's saying. And when we understand that's the goal, roi shiyamol v'shtadl v'giyah, it's worth putting all the effort in. I first have to learn about it and understand how important that goal is and how special that goal is. But then I'm going to put all the effort in. And if I put all the effort in and I find the accomplishment, you know how much more special that's going to be. That closeness to Hashem, that relationship with Hashem. And when I get there, we'll all, listen, we're learning, and we've been learning over the last few weeks from a sefer, from the Misil Sharim, and we trust every word from the Ramchal that is MS, and what we've been learning have developed how to understand this purpose of life that we're trying to understand. But trust me, if we do it, if we live our life in this way, and we put in the time and effort to learn and to daven, and to keep Torah mitzvahs with this goal in mind, to cling to Hashem, to be close to Hashem, we'll develop that relationship. But when you hit that, when you get there, you don't need any Torahs, you don't need any Ramchal, you don't need a Misil Sharim to tell it to you. You'll feel it and know it. It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. it's constant, complete, consistent Simchas Achayim, which is all that we're always all searching for. You know, Rav Pam used to say, Rav Pam Av, Baruch Hashem, my oldest son, Shmuel Yaakov, is turning 17 in a few weeks. So he's named after, his middle name is named after Rav Pam. Rav Pam was Rav Avram Yaakov Pam. Avram is my father's middle name, so I couldn't use that. And Shmuel is my wife's grandfather. We're already using, we added in Yaakov, Rav Pam's middle name, because Shmuel was born on a Thursday afternoon, Chav Zayin Av. And a few hours later that night, Rav Pam passed away, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Tor V'Das. Rav Pam was a Kohen, just like we're Kohan. So Rav Pam used to always said, he used to always say the following, he used to say, that we're all, every single one of us, we're searching for the city of happiness. But we have to realize it's found in a state of mind. We're searching for the city of happiness, but we have to realize it's found in our state of mind. Meaning it's all within us the whole time. We're not going to find it anywhere on the outside. We're not going to find it with anything out there that's going to bring us happiness. That's just a quick high. It's this state of mind that we're learning about. This understanding of getting close to Hashem and fulfilling my purpose that's within each and every one of us. That's going to help us fulfill our purpose in this world, lead a meaningful life, and ultimately have Simchas Achayim every moment. That's what we all want, just to be happy. And that's what we all could have. And we all should have. And for some of you, this is the last Mesil Shasharim share we'll be learning together for a little bit. Hopefully you can continue to follow online. But that's the bracha I want to leave you with. It's just to find Simchas Achayim every moment of your life. To be besimcha every moment of your life. Because if you have simcha, you have everything. Wonderful night, everyone.